Joining us in studio this morning, Margaret Sontag is with us here this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the garage sales coming up in the community of Atlantic. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting us be on your program. Your radio station is always good for us for DPW.
Absolutely. Well, citywide garage sale affects, well, just about everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The fall citywide garage sale is hosted by Atlantic DPW. This is the second year that we have hosted it. We took it over from, I believe, the chamber. It's going to be on September 25th and 26th. Friday hours are 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday hours are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The cost for one day is $10. Both days is $15. And to register, to get your garage sale on the map and let people know where you are, call Becky Bonney at 254-0838 or Marlene Jensen at 243-3306. And the last day to register for this is September 22nd, and there are no refunds. We'll provide the signs to put up at your sites, and there's going to be maps available, and we'll try to fit as best we can all the items that you list on your application to get those on the map so people will know where certain items are available.
This is a loaded question, but what's it take to put something like this all together? A lot of help?
A lot of help. We have, Marlene and Becky do the major part, and they're very capable of this. And, they have to get the maps ready, get the signs ready, and get the applications in. And these maps are going to be available at all three of the Casey stores, Fairway and Hy-Vee, and there will be some at the chamber office too. But we need to get your applications in by the 22nd so we can get the maps printed up.
Well, anyone who's ever prepared for just any garage sale anyway understands how much time and effort that takes to get ready, so you kind of have to be thinking about that now.
Yes, it is. I had one once, and it was a lot of work. But, you can make some money. A lot of people enjoy doing them, and there's a lot of people that love to go and go to the garage sales every weekend or as soon as any that they can find.
Well, and there's a lot of benefit to having one of these coordinated events like this because so many more people tend to participate as shoppers because they know where they're going. They can go point to point to point, make a day of it.
Right. They can get their map and they can see where the items are that they want, and they can just go several different places. So, yeah, it's a benefit for both the shopper and the seller.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are there any limits at all to how many people can participate as sellers?
No. We welcome everybody.
Take as many as want to do it.
That's right.
Very good. But it does take an effort. It's nice to have some variety in things, too. So when they register, when they do all this, because you mentioned folks can kind of look at the maps and kind of see what they're selling actually then too. So when they register for this, are they kind of listing some of their key items and things?
Yes, there's a place on the application where they can list the items that they have for sale. For instance, if they have baby clothes or if they have furniture or they can list that on there, and then we'll put that on the map and so people will know where these certain items are.
Really makes a big difference for folks who are out there looking around for specific items.
Yes, makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, is this just a once a year thing that you guys do this?
No, it's both fall and spring.
Okay.
And it's we've taken it over as a fundraiser for BPW. Our major fundraisers are our craft shows. We have those in the fall and the spring. As a matter of fact, we have one coming up the 24th of October, so keep that on your calendar. But we've been fortunate to have enough fundraisers that the last 2 years we give scholarships is our main thing, and we always give a $1,000 scholarship to a non-traditional student, someone who is going back into the workforce or needs more education in their job or something like that. And the last 2 years we have been fortunate enough to give two $1,000 scholarships.
Oh, so people have been generous.
Yes, we've had good luck with everything we've done. So
very good. So the garage sale, the spring one, very successful for you?
Yes, they're both successful.
Excellent. Well, I suppose they both have their own thing, too, because in the spring, everybody's always thinking about cleaning out after that long winter. And, of course, in the fall, it doesn't seem to matter what time of the year it is. We collect a lot of stuff.
That's right. And sometimes, they have decorations on the garage sales. So
true.
You can get ready for Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, of course, in the spring. But,
You bet. Get some seasonal things and whatever there, too. Right. Let's talk BPW a little bit. Now, you mentioned the scholarship that you're able to do, or scholarships in some cases that you're able to do through this project. What are the kinds of things do you do through BPW?
Well, we do a lot of community service. We have budgeted $3,000 this year to give to community service. And some of the things we do is we have Relay for Life, Downtown Beautification, Arise, Food Pantry, Dog Park, Animal Shelter, YMCA, Chamber Events, Community Meals, Produce in the Park. We do bingo at Atlantic Fest. We give to the Fire Department, to the JC's Fireworks, MS Auction, Cass County Museum, Friends of the Library, the Washington Computer Program, Nine and Wine, Jazz and Wine. So we just help out in a lot of different ways. And we also do some volunteer work. We work at the food stand at the Cass County Fair. Of course, we don't, that doesn't cost us anything, and we don't get anything except satisfaction.
Kendall, we could have gone out for a cup of coffee while she was reading that list. That's a pretty extensive list you got there. That's a lot of help from a lot of people.
Yes, it is. We have increased, I think we used to have like $500, and over the years we've increased our, last year we had $2,500, this year we've increased it to $3,000 to community service, so that way we can help more people.
Well, it's pretty neat. You know, sometimes groups in small towns like this tend to struggle a little bit in getting enough people in the first place, and then once you do, getting enough people to be able to get active enough to do lots of things, to be public. It sounds like you're not having quite so much of a problem with that.
Well, actually, Atlantic is the largest business and professional women's organization in the state of Iowa.
Oh, really?
By quite a ways. We have about 45 members, and we have several of our members are involved in the state, too. We have I think there's three that are state chairman right now. And we got a meeting, state meeting coming up in October. And we just have a lot of good people that pitch in and help and do a lot of things for us.
Why? Why do so many people want to get involved in this organization here?
Well, for one thing, we do a lot of good. Mm-hmm. And that's very satisfying. We also have fun. And we learn. We have meetings the third Wednesday of every month. And we always have a speaker or do something fun or like that. And so we learn a lot of things. And as a matter of fact, last night I was the speaker. We had our meeting last night. And I spoke on living with ALS. And we have a lot of, I think next month Dr. Leonard's going to speak to us about pet care and things like that. So, but then we also have, you know, financial planning and that type of thing also.
Absolutely. Why did you get involved? Because you've been a member for a long time.
I've been a member, I think, for 27 years.
That's long enough.
Right.
That's a long time.
Right. Somebody invited me, and I went, and I enjoyed the meeting. We always have a dinner meeting, so it's kind of a social thing as well as you know, learning. And by going to the state meetings, we get involved with all the people in the state, and it's just a huge network of wonderful friends besides all the benefits.
Isn't that usually what really makes it fun, though, is the networking you get to do?
Right, right. I've met so many people, and I enjoy it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than just the folks, and you're meeting new people sometimes locally as well, but it's nice to branch out a little bit. If someone would want to get involved in a group like that, or at least find out more, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you can call me, 243-7799, or Debbie Leisted. I think Mary Jo Blunk is our membership chair. I don't know what her phone number is. I'm sure she's in the book. But if you know a BPW member, you know, give us a call, and we'll get you come to a meeting and see what you like. And Mary Jo, however, is our current member who has been a member the longest. She's been a member since 1975.
Ooh.
So, and our BPW celebrated our 80th birthday this year. So in Atlantic, BPW itself is older than that.
Sure.
But in Atlantic, we've been 80 years. So.
So is Mary Jo then officially the local historian for the club? Unofficially, maybe?
Yeah, unofficially.
Very good. Well, again, let's hit the nuts and bolts on the garage sale information again, too, because they do need to get started pretty quickly on that.
Yes, we need the applications by September 22nd, and call Becky Bonney, 254-0838, or Marlene Jensen at 243-3306. The hours are Friday, September 25th, from 2 to 7, and Saturday the 26th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cost for one day is $10, both day for $15. So get your applications in so we can get you on the map.
25th and 26th of September. That's next weekend.
Right.
Where did September go?
I don't know. Where did the summer go?
No kidding. It disappeared in a hurry, didn't it? It melted away, I think, in some measures.
So.
Very good. Well, that's great. Well, get things organized and get yourself signed up. Make the proper phone calls and things so you can get in on that. If you're going to have a garage sale soon anyway, why wouldn't you just lump onto an opportunity like this fall? It's going to give you all the advertising and things that you need.
Yes, we welcome everybody.
Absolutely. Well, Margaret, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hope you have a lot of success with that. I know you will.